This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Hi, everybody, and welcome along to Down the Line, the football podcast on the RNIB Connect Radio Network. My name's Neil Atkinson, and as always, just bringing you the kind of football news and updates over the last week or so. We've got a couple of guests on today. So Alan is a West Ham fan, and Macker, who you'll be familiar with already, Macker's voice, the Hibs and Sunderland supporter. So,
hi everyone. Thanks for listening as ever and tuning in.
Easiest place to start, first game of the weekend. Alan, we'll come to you. A home defeat to big rival Chelsea in the London Derby. First of all, that result in particular, what it was like as a West Ham fan, I guess not an ideal result against some big rivals, but also just generally, how are West Ham getting on this season and you as a fan?
Well, thanks first of all for inviting me on, particularly with such a memorable result. it was disappointing. I suppose generally West Ham fans are quite realistic in terms of it's going to take this new manager, you know, a dozen games or so before we actually see, you know, what his team's going to be like. We got in 8 or 9 new players, and apparently on Saturday they look like 8 or 9 strangers. So that's, I think, the problem. He hasn't really got a style of play that we can identify with. We're all very eager to get rid of the kind of defensive, negative sort of tactics of Moyes and start playing a more, you know, attacking or expansive sort of type of football. But at the moment, we're not seeing that. And unfortunately, the defence is still all over the place. So much of Chelsea are a good team. And, you know, they've got a sort of abundance of talented players. Normally, we put up a very good show against them. And other London clubs generally, you know, the players sort of tend to turn up for the big games, but apparently we were pretty awful on Saturday, so we got our backside spanked, unfortunately.
Sunderland beating rivals Middlesbrough and over the weekend 1-0. Were you at the game?
I was, yes. There was 42,791 others there as well, and it was tremendous. Chris Rigg, 17-year-old Chris Rigg, done an audacious back heel into the net past the Borough keeper Dieng, and Sunderland take all 3 points and keep marching on. And it was vital that they bounced back after the Plymouth result the week before, and they done that in style and defended really, really well and took their chance and the opportunity when it was given to them. So yes, Sunderland won 5 out of 6, second in the league behind West Brom, a trip to Watford to come, and then 2 home games with Derby County and Leeds United. So it's, the next week is a big, big week for Sunderland before the international break.
Good. I'm glad they're flying high. And
yep. Macca, you sound very professional, mate. Anybody would have thought you'd done this before.
well, I've been told I sound a lot of things, but professional is definitely not one of them.
We'll keep moving our way up north, and we'll just quickly touch on the Scottish football results. So it was the League Cup quarterfinals, which saw Motherwell beat Dundee United with a last minute penalty 2-1 win there. Aberdeen comfortably through against Spartans. Rangers similarly so against Dundee with 3-0 win. And then Celtic were a little bit tricky for an hour or so at Parkhead, but then eventually came out quite comfortably 5-2 winners. So seeing Celtic play Aberdeen in the first semi-final, and Rangers will play Motherwell in the other semi-final. So and then elsewhere, there's a couple of league results. So Ross County and St Johnstone drawing 3 each with a last minute equaliser from Ross County, and St Mirren winning 2-1 against Hearts, which ultimately, after 8 games defeated, certainly 8 winless, but 8 defeats in a row for Hearts, or Stephen Naismith lose his job as Hearts manager, and now Hearts will be on the hunt for a new manager. Macker, as a Hibs fan, how much sympathy do you have for Hearts, and what kind of managers do you think are in the what kind of managers think they'll be looking at?
I think the early front runners are John McGlynn from Falkirk, who obviously sitting winning 5 out of 5 at the top of the championship at the moment, and Derek McInnes, who's done a really good job at Kilmarnock, and he's also done a really good job when he was at Aberdeen, got them to a top 3 finish, and Stephen Robinson from St Mirren. So I think hard to look outside the box though. They're on about getting this investment from Tony Bloom, who's in Brighton. And we all know how astute he is with football clubs and how well he runs football clubs. So I think they'll look outside the box and bring in maybe an untried foreign manager and try and get themselves back up the league, because ultimately they're bottom of the league and out of the cup, obviously losing to Falkirk, and they've got a European campaign starting next week. So I guess they want to try and I reckon they want to try and get that off to a good start. And I don't think there'll be a new manager until the international break.
Cool. Yeah, the other match, I guess it would be silly not to touch on, is the big clash, Man City and Arsenal, so drawn 2-2. Arsenal going down to 10 men at the end of the first half with potentially a controversial decision, but ultimately the rules are the rules. Trossard kicked the ball away and got a second yellow, sent off, and ultimately the second half Man City, with 24-25 shots against, nothing coming the other way. Eventually they go winning.
Do you guys think that was a better result for Arsenal or for Man City? I mean, I'd probably say Arsenal, I think. Well, kind of, but then Man City got it back in it with one of the last kicks of the ball.
I think it's a better result for Man City, given Arsenal had the potential 3 points right up to the last minute. So I think Arsenal have got a draw up there before, haven't they?
Yeah.
And then it's not against Man City. It's when they lose results against other teams that they would expect to win. Mm-hmm. So
I just think, Alan, I just think the reason I was saying Arsenal was because, like you say, Arsenal had 10 men. And I know they're in a winning position, but Man City absolutely battered them. I mean, the game in the second half, the game was just played in the Arsenal half, totally. And Man City were just trying to play through Arsenal. And Arsenal were just two banks of four trying to sit back there and just trying to defend everything. And I think that's Arteta, he's good like that. And obviously, his previous boss, Guardiola and stuff like that, they had a little tet-a-tet on the touchline as well, didn't they? So that was quite interesting. But I do think it lived up to expectations, because last year when they played each other, it was a 0-0 draw.
Yeah, I don't know how many people that know that. Yeah, I guess Arsenal's my kind of English team that have been down to the Emirates a fair few times. Actually, luckily enough to do some work with Arsenal, with RNIB.
Over
the last month or two, which is really cool getting down there and doing some awareness stuff with Arsenal, who are really, to be fair, best in class with their accessibility stuff that are really admirable from an RNIB point of view. So from a fan point of view, I just really enjoyed the game. I'm somewhat passionate, but nowhere near as passionate as I am about Rangers. But really just enjoyed the game, and I'm a bit disappointed to concede the goal at the end. I do think it was a really good result for Arsenal. I would have taken a draw before it, just happy that I think the team are playing cracking football. I mean, what a game of football. It was just at the top level, two of the best teams going and really going for it as well. At the start, I think Man City were on fire. Haaland's goal was unbelievable. So, yeah, nice one. I think that's probably all the main talking points from the weekend. Yeah. I guess just we can move on to next week and look out for all the teams. Who have West Ham got at the weekend?
We are playing Brentford away, I think. Yeah, quite a tough one.
And Sunderland, Macca?
We've got Elton John's Watford.
Brilliant.
Yeah, Elton John, he's a big Watford fan, is Elton.
Nice one. Yeah. Good luck, fellas, for the weekend. And hope your team's
come
win.
On, you Irons.
Apart from yours on Sunderland, mate. Nice one.
Come on,
cool. Cheers, everybody, for listening.
Thanks very
much. As always, if anybody wants to get involved in the podcast, then you can contact us via any of our networks or me directly, neil.atkinson@rnib.org.uk. So thanks, guys.